When did you learn of the ruling?
Because if it was
I was actually right out here, just outside the union, doing a philanthropy event for my fraternity, and my attorney called me. It was about 3:20, 3:15. The first thing she said was, "Congratulations, Alderman," which was kind of a pretty big hint. So I found out shortly after 3 o'clock, and that was just before I had to run into work. So,
where do you work?
I work in the union at Sbarro's Pizza.
All right. So are you skipping out on work right now to talk to reporters?
Nope. We close, luckily, we close early on Fridays. I got off work at about 4:45, came right out here, talked to all you folks.
Yeah. Have you had a chance to read the opinion yet?
I haven't read it fully. I've read, you know, bits and pieces, and I've had a couple people tell me some quotes from Judge Clark, but I haven't had the opportunity to read it completely yet, but I understand it was 7 pages, which is rather unusual for a state court like this.
Unusual how? Longer than normal?
Yeah, I'm not sure what, you know, usually an opinion the length is, but my attorney said that 7 pages for a state court like this is rather unusual, rather long.
Of what's been read to you so far, does anything in particular stand out?
One thing was that the judge even thought that this didn't have to go this far, which is what I've been saying since the beginning of the case. He just absolutely thought that it shouldn't have happened, and it didn't need to go this far, but you know, everybody understands that things do happen, and you know, it already happened, it's over, and we plan on putting it all behind us.
Did you get a feeling Thursday when the city asked to vacate the Friday hearing that, in other words, they couldn't come up with any additional evidence? Did you get a feeling things were going to work out your way?
Yeah, my attorneys and myself were feeling pretty confident after the April 8th hearing already, but I got a call yesterday from my attorney saying that the city was going to move to vacate the hearing, which added a little bit more optimism to how I was feeling about the case. I'm not saying anything bad on the city's part, but I just feel that for this case, there wouldn't be a whole lot of evidence because it was pretty black and white about what the ruling should have been. So, yeah, I felt pretty optimistic after hearing about that yesterday.
So what's the next order of business for you?
I received a call at about 3:30 from Mayor Inman, who wanted to schedule a meeting on Monday to go over some of the big plans the city has, you know, catch me up to speed on some of the big projects they're working on. So before I even take office Monday, I'll be meeting with Mayor Inman to learn about all those things in depth. And then May 6th, I believe, is when I take the oath of office and finally am seated in the second ward alderman position.
Any thoughts on what you'd like to do once you're in that seat?
I think one thing that is pretty obvious, and Mayor Inman expressed interest in as well, was to clarify election proceedings, election requirements, and potentially get rid of the February election for a race that only includes 2 candidates. I think that would be one thing that I'd like to work on, just so that something like this might never happen again, which, you know, it might in all reality, but I'd like to not see that happen. Other than that, I guess Monday I'll speak with Mayor Inman and get a better idea for what I might want to do.
So one thing you'd like to do then is, if there's only 2 candidates in a race, have them meet in April and whoever gets the most votes wins, basically.
Yeah, from what I've been gathering from recent elections, such as in Quincy, if there are only 2 candidates running for a position, there's no need to have a February primary election. That's really only just for races that have three or more candidates, and then the top two vote getters, provided that there was not a tie with the top two, or for the second and third position, if there were three candidates, then they go on to April, and then the winner is declared elected there. So I'm not saying to get rid of the February election altogether, just not make it be necessary for a race that only has two candidates.
And this is of special interest to you, it sounds like?
Yeah, I obviously have experienced that firsthand. And like I said, I don't want that to happen to anybody else. I want the election process to be as streamlined as possible, as it should be. And I think that would only help in making the election process more efficient, and also saving the city more tax dollars, because they don't have to hold potentially two elections for the same race.
Have any of the city council members reached out to you?
Yeah, I was approached by Dave Dorsett already shortly after I found out. He was the big congratulations, wanting to meet with me as well. I haven't been able to check my phone that much since I got off work. There might be others, but you know, like I said earlier, Mayor Inman already contacted me, and Dave Dorsett as well.
All right. Can you describe it all? What's it been like going through this? Can you just describe that?
Stressful. That's the one word that I could use to describe it. It's pretty stressful, giving all the other commitments that I've had. But it happens. I got through it. I worked through it all. Professors and my boss, they were all pretty lenient with me and understanding. If I, had to, deal with the court process, going to court, they understood fully the situation that I was in, and they were very lenient with me, which took some of the pressure off. But it's been interesting. It was a very great civics lesson, one that you could probably never learn in a classroom. From what I understand, a lot of political science and history professors have been using this in their classroom as an example, because it's unusual, and it involved a lot of topics when it came to political science. So, but it's over. It feels like there's a big weight lifted off my shoulders, which is good. Finally get to relax now.
For a week, and then you become alderman.
Yeah, just for a week, 9 or 10 days. But once I get in, I'm ready. I feel like I'm ready for the position. I'm ready to take on the roles and responsibilities. So I don't think it'll be nearly as stressful as the last 2 months have been. But I'm excited.
Yeah, what will you take from this experience as you serve as alderman? How will this help you?
It really helps me understand different people's opinions, how to work with those people who have differing opinions than myself, work with them effectively and responsibility, and see both sides of the table. It's kind of a connection. It gives me a connection with the folks and the residents of Macomb, because they've been there this whole time, through this whole process, and they understand what I've been going through. And I think it'll make it that much easier to work with them, to see what they're interested in, what their concerns are, and what they'd like to see happen in the city.
You know, at the beginning of the, really one hearing, court hearing on this, the city and county tried to have you, your eligibility revoked. Has there been any indication that they might try that again now that you have been declared the winner?
I don't think so. I received a call from Mayor Inman, like I said, earlier this afternoon, congratulating me, saying how excited he was to be able to work with me coming up in the next few weeks, wanting me to catch up on some of the things that the city's been doing lately. And that gave me the impression that they weren't going to challenge my eligibility to be on the ballot or hold the seat. And that very well could be Mayor Inman's own personal opinion, but even if that was the case, I think that other elected officials in the city and county would follow Mayor Inman's footsteps and just begin working towards the future.
So you have 1 year left on your bachelor's at Western, correct?
Yeah.
And has this pretty much then decided where you're going to pursue your master's too, if you decide to do that?
I'm going to stick around here and get my master's. I'm not exactly sure what it will be in yet. I'm leaning towards public policy or international affairs. But, things such as economics or accounting definitely aren't out of the picture. I'm a chemistry major. I'm trying to really get a diverse background in as many things as I can, just so I can be a more well-rounded person. But I'm not sure exactly yet what I plan to get my master's in.
All right. Anything you want to add about this court case?
Sure. I'd like to just really thank my attorneys, Diane Cohen and Jacob Hubert, for stepping up and representing me, helping me out with this whole situation. I couldn't have done it without them. I'd like to thank yourself and James Needham from the Western Courier, Jenny Dreisler from WGM, all the media who's been there to support me and get my story out there and let that be known, and just the voters who turned out for both elections, and all the supporters who were there from me in November when I decided to run up until now, and through this court case. I couldn't have done it without each and every one of you, and I'm eternally grateful, and Judge Clark for being so considerate and respectful throughout this whole process, both to myself and to the city and county.
All right, thanks a lot. Appreciate
thanks,
you
Rich.
Sticking around. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.